Let's come back home now. And the issue of negative gearing has been shaping up as a key policy difference between the Coalition and Labor in this election. The property industry claims Labor's plan to scrap negative gearing on existing properties will raise rents and lower house prices. But others say the warnings are overblown and the changes will be modest while saving billions from the budget bottom line. So where does the truth lie? Nick Grimm has been investigating.
In a tower overlooking central Sydney and its surrounds, real estate agents and other property professionals gathered for the launch of a new landlord's insurance product today. But as the gathering tucked into their lunch, the prospect of a Labor government in Canberra was causing some heartburn.
In terms of what landlords are saying to us, they're very, very concerned about it.
Lisa Inge is Managing Director of the property management business Let's Rent.
And I think this touches on the risk that landlords do take on becoming a landlord and providing housing for people. So landlords are questioning whether or not that's actually worthwhile in the context of these laws changing.
There's much at stake for the property sector in this weekend's federal election, and those who make their money from a thriving market have been making their feelings known. Striking an unsettling note, the Real Estate Institute of Australia has been sharing videos on social media with written messages telling Australian voters about what it warns will be the consequences of changing government. The videos carry captions like this.
If we change negative gearing policy now, during a housing downturn, your home will be worth less, your investment property will be worth less, and rents will rise. It's exactly the wrong time to restrict negative gearing.
Adrian Kelly is the president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia.
We know from dealing with property investors who buy and sell real estate that if the property makes a loss in terms of income and they can't claim that loss as part of their own personal taxation arrangements, then the only thing left to do is to increase the income, and that means raising the rent.
In fact, Labor has been talking changes to negative gearing for some time. It announced the policy in 2016. The market was running hot then, but what has changed more recently has been the sharp falls in property prices. But the Real Estate Institute's claims are being challenged by those who want to see housing made more affordable.
Well, we find them quite ridiculous. They smack to us of self-interest and really trying to maintain a privilege that investors have over homeowners.
Adrian Pisarski is the CEO of National Shelter, a non-government organisation that works to increase access to housing for people on low incomes. He's also spokesman for Everybody's Home, a joint campaign established by the community housing sector.
We've looked at every single claim that they've made, and we can counter them quite easily. Even Treasury advice and all of the acceptable, reasonable economists that we've been able to look at who analyse this data say that there will be minimal, if any, change to house prices.
The trouble with negative gearing is few people really understand it. It's a tax arrangement that lowers an investor's taxable income. They can deduct losses they incur from owning a property, things like home loan interest payments and property management fees. Residential property analyst SQM Research this year produced a report claiming Labor's plan to eliminate negative gearing on existing properties would further drive down home prices in an already falling market. PM asked to speak to SQM's Louis Christopher about his research today. He declined, but said he stands by his previous assessment and comments like this when he spoke to the ABC's 7:30 program back in March.
They're going to fall because investors are going to demand some type of discount for the lack of tax concession they once had.
From a budget perspective, it helps raise revenue, and it makes sense to try and wind back tax concessions that aren't serving a policy purpose.
That's economist Danielle Wood from the Grattan Institute, a group that's given its backing to Labor's plan.
It's certainly arguable that these tax concessions have been overly generous to property investors, and you can end up paying quite a low rate of tax on profits that you've made through speculating in housing compared to the amount of tax that you pay going out to work and wage and salary income. And thirdly, I would say these tax concessions have created greater instability in the housing market.
Meanwhile, industry forecaster Robert Mellor from BIS Economics doesn't share fears property prices will plunge, believing that many buyers have already factored in the changes into their purchasing decisions. Not that it's a foregone conclusion, even if Labor wins this weekend.
Our baseline assumption is that they will struggle to get through the Senate as it is announced. They may need to require to modify it. What that might look like is up for speculation. But if it was to get through, we don't think it would add to any further significant depressed nature in the market. It might take a little bit off, but I suspect it would be offset by owner-occupiers who might be feeling a bit more bullish about things, that the market's bottomed out and it's time to get in.
Robert Meller from BIS Oxford Economics. Nick Grimm with that report.